Rain, rain, go away, come back never again. That's how I feel about this ridiculous rain that we have going on. And it's annoying. It's time for the Brunch Time Podcast.
I'm not on.
You can't hear yourself?
No. Nope.
Hello? Hello? Do you have your headphones turned on? You didn't plug them in, did you?
All right, let's not, let's pretend that never
happened. No, we're gonna leave that. Like, oh, nothing's working. I think it's technical difficulties on your side there, Johnny. I think you messed something up. It's not true.
Well, I unplugged it because sometimes when I'm done with the shift, I'm like,
blah, blah,
I might
blah.
Need to use these headphones somewhere else in the building. And then I forgot to plug it back in. So here I am. Whatever.
You got any more excuses for me?
No.
All right. Are you ready to start then?
I am so ready to start.
So earlier this morning on the show, we were talking about debt.
Mm-hmm.
And how pretty much everybody has all kinds of different debt. What are you doing
over
there?
You know what? I'm struggling right
now.
Are
you falling asleep?
No, what I find is that when it's a rainy day, everything just sometimes feels a little off.
All right. I ask you to be present for like the next 10 minutes.
No, the problem is I just crashed into the microphone. That's all.
So anyways, about debt. I was reading something else after we got off the show and it was a survey that says adult children are eating into their parents' retirement savings.
Oh, man.
Do you ever ask for money from your parents?
I have before in the past, but knowing that within a certain time span, I would be able to pay them back. Yeah. But not really. I guess any time in the past, like, few months, let's say.
Sure.
No, nothing. But, ooh, my sister, on the other hand.
Ooh, she's guilty of it?
My dad's, like, actually said that. I don't know. Hopefully she's not listening to this, but he said before, like, whoop, gotta tap into the retirement fund. And I'm like,
darn. Well, yeah. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and I a lot of times it's more of my mom either giving me money or telling me, oh, I'll help you with this or I'll help you with this. And I'm like, no, even though I could really use that money, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to, I don't want her to deal with that stuff.
Well, yeah. And I mean, but it is challenging because there are times where you're like, okay, I am really hurting for some money right now and
right.
You need it for whatever it is. And you know, you're going to look to a person that you trust, that they trust you, and you know they're going to help you out no matter what, and usually it's going to be your parents.
Oh, my mom doesn't trust me. She wants the money back with interest most of the time.
Like, so you're going to pay that back tomorrow?
But no, to me, I'm like, do I want that money now or later on as like an inheritance or something like that?
That's true.
It's a hard thing to look at. But yeah, you don't want your parents to give you any money. But according to this survey, the average cost of raising a child to 18, that's an estimate about $233,000 and change. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the expenses continue long after your child has entered adulthood. Half of parents participating in this recent survey said that they've sacrificed their own retirement savings in order to help their grown children with their finances. They pulled 890 adults in April, and the participants had at least one child who's 18 years or older. Even parents with higher incomes curtailed their retirement savings. 6 out of 10 parents said that they've jeopardized their retirement savings in order to help their kids pay the bills.
Yeah. I mean, okay, think about today, like the world we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of our parents did just basically get a job without college or potentially right out of college, as opposed to many of us, like as much as they want to give millennials sass for everything, a lot of us, we have to work multiple jobs, and usually it's not us getting paid enough to even work those multiple jobs. So what else do? You look to your parents who have been financially stable probably for a very long time.
Yeah, they were around in a time where the economy was a little bit, I wouldn't say better, but they were in a better financial state as individuals.
Okay.
You know, they're probably making more and the cost of living was not as much as it is nowadays.
Totally.
They may have also been better at saving money at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
And us, even though we were taught those life lessons, didn't listen to
it. You know what? I feel like I've always been relatively decent at saving money, but at the same time, like, I mean, my college education was much more expensive than my dad's, and then my mom actually didn't get to go to college. So I'm like, it's hard. It's really hard to be able to pay off that stuff, try to like live on your own and still survive with, you know, just like eating.
You could start selling stuff.
You know what? And I've tried that. I have tried that. I haven't had good success with it. I mean, I've tried to use some of the apps that they have out there.
Sure, sure.
But then some of the people have contacted me. I'm like, this seems shady.
Is there an organ selling?
I'm not selling an organ. I would like to keep those.
Drive-through plasma.
Yeah, right. Just take it. Take it. Just give me some money after this.
Come on. Just give me a cheeseburger afterwards. That's all I ask for.
You know, you got to replenish.
Absolutely, yeah, you got to replenish that energy. But yeah, it's just crazy to see that, you know. And I don't want to get to that point where you know, as I get older, that, you know, I have to do that for my kids. But more than half of the parents whose kids are between 18 and 34, they said they're covering at least part of their cell phone bill.
Yeah.
As well, according to Bank of America. So, you know, all those different things, college expenses, that's only a small little bit. You know, I know some people that even they're like, oh, well, I've got student loans, but my parents are kind of taking care of those payments.
You know what's frustrating about that, though, is when you're going to apply for student loans or anything of that sort, and they'll like look at you and be like, sorry, we can't give you this or we can't do this for you because, you know, your parents make this much money. And when that happened to me originally, I got so frustrated because I'm like, No, I know I'm living in their house, but I'm paying for it.
Yeah, and it's even, I had that similar situation where I was paying for most of my college.
Yeah.
And you know, my parents and my mom just said, "No, I'm not going to help you with, I'm going to help you with a little bit."
Yeah, and that's the same thing with my parents.
Basically,
yeah.
I'm going to give you this check and then you go with what you got, and then, you know, and even when you go to all those financial aid people and all those things, they always say, like, "Oh, your parents make too much money." I'm like, do I need to bring a note that says, or bring my mom in and say, "I am not going to pay any of this. He lives on his own."
Yep.
All of these factors. Why is that not factored into, especially with loans and just college stuff?
It's the most frustrating thing like ever when it comes to like going into adulthood, because that's what it is. You're like, all right, I literally have no idea what to do, and my parents aren't helping, or they're only helping a minimal amount, and what can you do from there? You can't do anything, because like so many people are in that situation, and basically the financial people are like, well, figure it out.
Well, and they're handcuffed by all the different rules that they have to follow. That's like, you know, that's not in. There's not a line item in your taxes that says, nope. He's no longer, even when they're not even being claimed as a dependent anymore. Yeah. They're just like, oh, well, your parents make. I'm like, I don't care. So honestly, if I could tell my former self, you know, go to school, or, you know, get a job right after high school, or go to the military or something like that. But then also either consider something like putting off college until I'm like 24 years old, because that was the point where they're like, oh, now you're 24 years old. Now we realize you don't have any money. So now we'll help you out with financial stuff and federal loans and yada, 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 and grants and stuff.
Yeah.
That took 6 years.
Well, and it's also frustrating when you, I know we kind of like went off on a tangent now about student loans, but it's also frustrating when it's like 6 months after graduation, they're like, oh, you can pay this now, right? I'm like, it's wheezy there. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have a stable job just yet, and you got no choice at that point. So
absolutely. But we can go off on tangents because that's what we do.
Yeah.
On the Brunch Time Podcast.
That's right.
So if you want to... I think this should be another for your rant, because you do Rant Time Tuesday.
That's a good idea, actually.
It would go on for hours.
Pretty much.
But you can go and check out all of the past podcasts. You can check out Rant Time Tuesday. You can check out any part of our show, as well as past Brunch Time podcasts, where I don't think we get as heated and as upset as we did just now.
Yeah, all of a sudden I was like, oh, it's bringing back feelings here.
And I think less technical difficulties as you had early in the beginning of this, podcast.
To plug in my headphones next time.
Step one, plug in headphones. Step two, turn on microphones. I did the second step. You just didn't do the first.
I just didn't understand. I was like, why do you keep talking to me with my
mic
off?
Why are you talking and I can't hear you?
You're being rude, Johnny.
And you're troubleshoot like- here and let's figure out the problem. And I'm like, You didn't plug in your headphones, did you?
Figure it out. It's a rainy day. I have an excuse.
My mind is
in the gloom.
Yeah, I'll let it slide. But be sure to plug in your headphones and listen to this podcast, or you know, crank up the volume, whatever, however you want to listen to the podcast. But be sure to subscribe as well. We would absolutely love that, miss one, and we can keep our jobs.
Yeah, this depends on you. We're talking about financial stability, so. Feel bad if you're not subscribing.
You can do that wherever you find your podcast or wherever you found this podcast, or at 983thecoast.com, and check out all the cool stuff we got going on there. We will be back with the Brunch Time podcast coming up tomorrow.